Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, Texans Radio Network. I think they were hopeful. I think they were excited. I don't know that they thought they would pull it off. I thought things kind of turned in the second quarter when the Texans were on a drive and Davis Mills, there was a play that kind of got busted, and so he just scrambled with it as far as he could, got a couple of yards, but there was a 15-yard face mask penalty, and then they eventually scored on that drive. It just seemed like, okay, this might be one of those nights where the Bills aren't playing perfect, so they're not going to run them out of the gym, but they're also, you know, they're not, they didn't need to play perfect in this game. They needed to play, I think, a little better than average. But they couldn't even do that because the Texans gave them opportunities to get back into this game multiple times. And then there was even a 4th-and-27 that the Bills converted on their final drive before that play that you just heard that ended things. But Houston punted the ball 6 times. Now, Tommy Townsend was able to get 4 of those inside the 20. So the field position battle, you know, the punter, good on him. But the Bills defense stopped Houston enough in this game where you can think, okay, this is a winnable game. They gave up 23 points. Buffalo did. They gave up 2 touchdowns to Davis Mills, but Buffalo had a harder time trying to score. Josh Allen, no touchdowns, none on the ground, none in the air after the 6 he had a week ago. 2 interceptions. He was sacked 8 times. James Cook had 116 yards, a third of that on a 45-yard run on a 3rd down. To get the game's first score, but then the Bills, look, they missed that extra point too. And Prater hit a couple of field goals, but they missed that extra point early, and that was a point that played a big difference at the end of the game because they were down 4 and you need a touchdown rather than needing a field goal, which could have at least sent it to overtime. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. For anybody that's been with us the duration of the show, I started tonight saying that my left eye was blurry. I'd like to report that that is not any longer the case. However, now I have a throbbing headache, and I don't know why. I did look around. I'm in a studio here. I looked around the kitchen for some Advil. Typically, there's some Advil here that I can swipe, and I can't find the bottle of Advil. All this stuff that I needlessly steal from this building the one time I need something. I did also jack a thing of barbecue chips and a Diet Coke from the little food thing. You're supposed to put money in if you take
something. You have a food thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, we're lucky we have water coolers.
Well, it's just like this one woman that has made it upon herself to be like, hey, I'm going to boost, you know, morale here by having snacks. And if you would like a snack, because we don't have a vending machine in here anymore. They took the vending machine out.
I don't know her, but she sounds like she's great.
Yeah, but then there's like a little bowl to be like, hey, if you want to contribute. And so people put money in. I take money out of that even. I don't steal the money.
I would.
I'm coming home tonight with a bag of barbecue chips that I'll put on my sandwich tomorrow, a can of Diet Coke, which does act as Advil sometimes, so I may have to have a Diet Coke. And also, my dishwasher at home needs to be repaired, so I jacked a sleeve of plastic forks, because I have plastic spoons and knives at home, but I didn't have forks, and I was going to buy some tonight, and I thought, no, I'll just take some from quote-unquote work.
Yeah, and nothing's worse than having imbalanced cutlery.
Oh, I know. I know, because I'm washing forks, but I'm throwing away spoons and knives. It couldn't have been the case any longer. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You know who else probably has a headache is Josh Allen. He was sacked 8 times.
Hi-oh!
Three of those on third downs. So the Buffalo offensive line, I think a lot of anger from Bills fans is going to go that way. The Bills, I will tell you, I'm looking at a playoff simulator here, had the Bills as a 92% chance to make the playoffs coming into this game. With the loss, it is down to still 85%. The Bills are still being given an 85% chance to make the playoffs with a projected record, this is from The Athletic, of 11-6. So the schedule might be aiding that. They have the Steelers coming up, the Bengals, who might get Burrow back this weekend, and maybe by December 7th, goodness. The Patriots, the Browns, the Eagles, the Jets. So let's say they beat the Browns and Jets. The worst they're going to do is a 9-win football team. They'll win another one of those games, at least. That would be 10-7. So, yeah, the Bills' chances should still be all right. The Texans' chances of making the playoffs coming into tonight, were 24%. They were as low as 2 at the beginning of the month. It's now up to 36%. So a 1-3 shot here to make the postseason. I mean, it would be much lower, obviously, if they lost, and you have to win this game. And what is benefiting the Texans is they've got a chance to make a say. When you're at this spot right now with 6 games left, you want to win these games. Duh, you want to win these games. That's the most brilliant thing I've never said. But you also would like there to be teams on the schedule that you can bring back down to you. So the Texans have the Cardinals and the Raiders both on their schedule, okay? Let's just assume they win those games. Now this playoff simulator is giving them a 47% chance to make the postseason. The other games on the schedule, the two before and the two after, the Colts and Chiefs, both of those are on the road. And then the Chargers on the road, and then the Colts at home. So they split with the Colts, and then their toughest games, Chargers and Chiefs, are away. Their easier games, the Cardinals and the Raiders, are at home. If they beat the Colts both times, you're up to an 87% chance to make the playoffs and even a 53% chance to win the division. And then the way that this is factoring out, if they win 5 of their next 6, they're likely in the playoffs. 5 of their next 6. So they've just won 3 in a row. Houston, you win 5 of the next 6, you're in. I don't really think it matters who you lose to. Win 5 of the next 6, you're in. But again, while there's some winnable games on the schedule, there's the Colts twice, the Chiefs, and the Chargers. But you have taken a team that we have not thought much about, because remember, they started 0-3. So they've gone 6-2 since. And the same way that I felt about the Eagles the other day, when you watch that game on Sunday night and you're like, man, this defense, they make the trade for Phillips, they get Nolan Smith Jr. back, they already have a bunch of dogs in the literal sense, as in Georgia Bulldogs. There were like 11 Georgia players between Green Bay and Philly in that game the other day. I mean, these two teams love to stack them. The problem, though, for Green Bay is Philadelphia usually drafts the good ones. And then Green Bay drafts some of the other guys. But again, this is as much a Texans victory, obviously, as it is a Bills loss. The Bills still in a fine spot. I don't think it's getting late early, as we like to say. But you've got to be concerned. I'm just looking online here. Sean McDermott, his name is trending. Joe Brady, his name is trending, and they're not happy with the play calling. I see one tweet here. Sean McDermott's playbook. It's four halfback dives. Joe Brady's playbook. Wide receiver screen. So it's kind of like the Bills fans, we're simpatico here. The same complaints you have about your play calling, I have with the Packers. Let's get to Jordan. He's in Calgary, 888-710-4476. What's up?
Hey, man. That was not a fun game to watch if you're a Bills fan.
No, I think, Jordan, the way that I watched that game, just, you know, watching the game, for me, and I'll ask how it felt for you, but for me it felt like Houston was just one step ahead. Or the Bills, if the Bills had come back on that final drive, I think it would have been like a theft. That was a game that, you know, going back to the second quarter, or even after the extra point, you had to be like, I just felt like Houston, even though they punted the ball six times, they got on defense and they made it hell for Josh Allen back there.
They did. Did you know that Buffalo's lost six games in their own Houston?
Really? Even a playoff game, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that includes the playoffs, but it's been quite a few years since they won in Houston, which is interesting. So I guess Houston's just got their number in Houston, I guess. But I think part of what's going on here is I think everybody should take a little bit of blame, like McDermott, Brady, Allen, for how inconsistent the season's been. But I don't know if enough Bills fans are blaming Josh Allen. Like, on that final play there on 4th and 6, he had Dawson Knox like wide open to the left of the field, and it's like he decides to throw it into double coverage instead. Like, yeah. I don't know. I felt like, honestly, maybe I'm crazy, Josh Allen was running into a lot of sacks today too. I don't know.
Yeah, it is always tough to, when you see a sack, it's always tough to be like, that was on the offensive line, or that was on the quarterback, or, you know, there might have been a little of both. And I think once you get sacked a few times, you start to get like your pocket presence. You get a little, you hear footsteps maybe closer than they are. But yeah, when you're getting sacked 8 times, the offensive line, that's on them, but it can't all be on them. Some of that does have to go on the quarterback. And we say it with other guys. We say, oh, Shedeur Sanders hangs onto the ball too long. Or Aaron Rodgers, I think there's a lot of times where he gets sacked when maybe he could throw it away or doesn't need to. So, yeah, Josh Allen should definitely get criticism for this game. The discussion, I think, is how much is him, how much is the coaches, how much is the offensive line, but they all have a piece of that pie for sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, but I think the thing that's most frustrating for me is in a year where the AFC playoffs looks like it's the weakest that it's been a long time. I mean, potentially the Chiefs and the Ravens not making the playoffs. Like, this would be the year that, as a Bills fan, you would hope, like, oh my God, can we finally actually make it to the Super Bowl? But this year, I don't know. To me, they're not scaring anybody right now, the Bills. It's just too inconsistent.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Appreciate the call, Jordan. Sorry about the loss tonight. I would agree on that for sure. Just going back to this playoff predictor that I have here, right now, as it stands, the Bills have an 85% chance to make the playoffs. Not 100, obviously, but it's 85%. Their chances to host a wild card game, so winning the division, and then being in that first round are 7%. To be the number one seed is 3. So they still have a 10% chance to win the AFC East, which might be higher than some Bills fans would think right now. But that number one seed, I think when they were coming into this season, having lost to Kansas City so many times in the playoffs, and you have lost at home in the playoffs, but you, what you want it is you want to get the number one seed, and by getting the number one seed, yeah, it's going to come through Buffalo, but also it prevents the Chiefs from having the number one seed. And you would maybe hope that somebody else grabs the AFC West, which is what is trending to happen. So the Chiefs would have to play in that first weekend, which they've avoided almost every time, but maybe one. And then they'd have to be on the road for the duration of the playoffs, unless there was a weird 5-7 or whatever matchup. But now we are not talking about that anymore. We're not talking about what was their goal. We're talking about, can you just get in? Can you get in? If they lose to New England again, there's like a 0% chance that they would even remotely win the AFC East. If they beat them, it's up to 22, which is still low. So they have to win some of these other games. Let me just do this. I'm going to say they're going to beat the Browns and they're going to beat the Jets. Okay, they're going to beat the Browns and they're going to beat the Jets. Now you're just, if you factor those wins in, just based on percentages, and it's all going to play out, and you know, take this with a grain of salt. If you beat the Browns and Jets, you're at a 95% chance to make the postseason. So you do have those games, but you do still have to win them. Packers lost to the Browns. It can be done. And the Bills, right now, I bring that up again because the Bills are looking very Packery to me, where something is just not right. Something is wrong with the play calling. You're relying on quarterbacks too much. The defense is getting through your offensive line. It is very, actually very similar. It felt like a little bit watching Green Bay there tonight, which in this season I am not saying as a compliment. Now, both teams have winning records, and both may make the postseason, but does either team – we're not talking about Houston trying to get back into the postseason after starting 0-3. And it is okay to frame discussions around that. One of the things, there's just so many things I'm tired of that I just don't have time for anymore. I want to fire this coach. Oh, well, who would you hire? That's not my job. And when I'm talking about a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, I shouldn't have to placate to other teams. This is the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen, who have been on the doorstep multiple times. We are not talking about making the playoffs and patting themselves on the back. We're talking about winning a Super Bowl. That's the goal. Well, I would other teams would kill to be in that position. Fine for you. I'm not talking about you. We're talking about the Bills. Other teams can have higher expectations based on their talent, based on what they've done. I've complained about Packers postseason losses for 15 years, and nobody ever says, oh yeah, those do seem like terrible ways to lose. You must have really had your heart broken. You must have thought you were going to the Super Bowl on different occasions until it all came crashing down. They say, oh, well, you should just be lucky to be. No! No! They have put themselves in that position. The Bills have put themselves over the last 5 years to be in a position where going to Houston and losing is a giant failure. And you should criticize them as such. Other teams, we're not all on the same playing field. Okay? We all want parity so bad in sports. I don't think I want parity in sports. You know what it is called when everyone gets the same thing and has the same expectation? I'll tell you what it's called. It's called communism. Everybody wants to live in a capitalistic society and then their sports to be socialist or communist. And then they hear those words in real life and they're like, ooh, the boogeyman. And yeah, that's not the system that we're set up in. But if somebody else has better success than you and then loses in the playoffs at a steeper time, you're like, well, you should be happy to be there. This is where I would say, F that. It's okay to have expectations. So what I'm saying is if you're a Bills fan and you're upset, I would argue maybe you're not upset enough. Yeah, you'll probably still make the postseason. Who cares? That's not what it's about. It's about making it, putting yourself in a position to have home field advantage. You're not out. You tell any Bills fan in September, hey, you're going to make the wild card and go play in Indianapolis. They'd be like, what the hell went wrong? And then if the Colts lose that game, are people going to be like, no, you should just be happy to be there? No, they're going to be pissed. Why are we always trying to placate to the bottom teams? You guys suck. 888-710-4476. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Bills lost to the Texans. It's the topic of our conversation here in hour number three of the show. There is one other thing I really, 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 really need to talk to you guys about. And that is Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin. What is going on with you, my man? So Lane Kiffin is the coach at Ole Miss. And Lane Kiffin is lucky to even have that job. He was essentially blackballed from ever coaching again in a prestigious college football school. Basically, when Lane Kiffin goes somewhere, he eventually leaves a lot quicker than he planned on leaving for many different reasons. He was able to get the job at Ole Miss in 2020 in the shortened season. He went 5-5 in his first year. He then turned it around and went 10-3, made the Sugar Bowl, was ranked 11 to end the season. 8-5 the next year, 11-2 in 2023, 10-3 last year, ranked up in the low teens. 13 in the coaches poll, 11 in the AP poll. And they went to the Gator Bowl and they won. So at Ole Miss, He's had a pretty good run. And Ole Miss has been looking to get back to, like, that. The Ole Miss that was winning national championships and having undefeated seasons, it's been a long time. You're talking about Johnny Vaught back in the 60s. A lot of guys have come in there. Billy Kennard, Ken Cooper, Steve Sloan, Billy Brewer, Jody Lund, current Senator Tommy Tuberville, David Cutcliffe, Ed Orgeron, Houston Nutt, Hugh Freeze, Matt Luke. Of course, Eli went there, so we had that time as well. But Lane Kiffin, these double-digit wins, they've had two of them, double-digit season wins, they've had two since 1972 until he came aboard, and they've had three in the last 5 years. You know what? Count another one here this year. So four in the last six. And Ole Miss is sitting pretty good right now for a playoff spot. They are sitting pretty good to try to make the postseason in this expanded playoffs. They currently sit at six in the SEC. Now, Texas A&M is 7-0 in conference, Georgia 7-1, Alabama 6-1. Ole Miss did lose to Georgia. So, if not an SEC championship berth, they have Mississippi State the weekend after this. They're idle this weekend. We don't say bye week in college. We say idle, just like we don't say two-minute warning. We say two-minute timeout. And they're going to be an at-large team in the college football playoff. They are without something crazy happening, they're going to the college football playoff. But will they be going there with Lane Kiffin? Because there are some jobs that are open. And there are some jobs that are not open. I saw somebody post that the Texas message boards seem to think that they could fire Sark for Lane. But Florida's open. LSU's open, and LSU could be the attractive job there. And that has been Lane's MO. Leave. When there's another opportunity, leave. Here's a little bit of a timeline for Lane Kiffin and how things have gone with his career. So Lane Kiffin was a coordinator, a coach with USC. He was the offensive coordinator in 2005 and 2006. And then he took a job with the Raiders. He was only 33 years old. But he was fired after only 20 games. Now, Al Davis is a personality in his own right, or was. But things he said about Lane Kiffin were, he conned me. Professional liar. He is a disgrace. Lane Kiffin eventually then got a job coaching Tennessee. Guess how long that lasted? A year. Kiffin left to go back to USC, this time as a head coach. Lane Kiffin was then fired on or very near the tarmac in 2013. He then ended up in Alabama as the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach with Nick Saban. And it was a very up and down tenure at Alabama. It ended when he had taken the Florida Atlantic job. And he planned to do both jobs at once, as others, including former Bama Kirby Smart, had done before him. I'll finish this job and then I'll go to the next job. But Saban had enough. And Sarkisian has replaced Lane Kiffin at a bunch of these times. So if he did go to Texas, that would be weird. So then he goes to FAU, and he's posting on the internet all the time. He's trolling Saban. He's emulating him. Eventually, he gets the Ole Miss job where, you know, he faces Saban a few times. Heavy rivalry. There was a report in 2022 that he was leaving for Auburn. He didn't go. Then he made up a report about the reporter. Okay. And now we're here. So where is here? Here is Lane Kiffin publicly is being asked about this. And he's being asked and he is saying, why wouldn't I coach? Are they going to fire me? Yeah, of course I'm coaching the Egg Bowl. Why wouldn't I? Where am I going? And then online, he's posting a lot of very vague passages about making a choice. The area code in Baton Rouge is what, 255 maybe? Or 225. He posted something about day 225. So now we think we're hinting at something here. So it seems like Lane Kiffin's going to Lane Kiffin again, where he doesn't just leave, but he takes a blowtorch to that bridge behind him. Lane Kiffin looks out for one man. That has always been Lane Kiffin. Even when nobody will take a chance on him, somebody always will. FAU did. He was there for a while, and we knew if that worked, he would go somewhere else, and he did, and it was Ole Miss. An SEC school, back in the SEC. You know, a lot of coaches, it doesn't matter where they are, how big the program, something special about coaching in the SEC. But he's coaching in the SEC, and it's not enough. Because this stadium only holds 65,000 and not the 105. There's not a live tiger running around this stadium. I don't know. LSU, historically, yes, a more dominant school than Ole Miss. But this is what I'm imploring Lane. This is a new era of college football. The Blue Bloods will always have, like, their place in history. But you can turn things around quickly. Indiana has turned things around. I don't even want to say that. There was nothing to turn it around from. They're doing a remarkable job. Virginia Tech, not only did they hire James Franklin, you're about to see a bunch of money go into that program that they had not put in before. There's no reason that Indiana needs to look around the rest of the Big Ten and say, we can't compete if they don't want to put the money behind it and compete. There's no reason Virginia Tech can't look at an ACC, Florida State, Miami, Clemson. Forget that. It's our turn. You can do that now. Lane Kiffin's got his team on the doorstep of the playoff, potentially a national championship. And if he leaves for LSU, he would be leaving before the college football playoff. Yes, the timing of this is stupid, but this is a decision he does not have to make. Grow where you're planted, Lane. Be where your feet are. You're going to be a lot more revered, and you'll find more satisfaction taking Ole Miss into something that it's always dreamed being instead of being another retread over at LSU. You're going to go to LSU to try to build that up to what you've already got here. I'm very invested in this. I will take it, like, I will personally be sad. I might do what Greg called in earlier. Josh Allen lost, and he wanted to go in his bedroom and cry. He said that. I might do the same. I don't have any affinity towards Lane Kiffin. I don't have any really rooting interest in Ole Miss. I just don't want to see him leave. I don't want these coaches to leave. I would have been mad if Cignetti left. Stay. Dan Lanning. I love that he's in Oregon. All these other places he could go. Stay. I wish Kalen DeBoer stayed at Washington. Stay. Make that a blue blood. Make that a program. Stay. 888-710-4476. With that, we'll have our college picks coming up. Right now, an update. Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's six-pack of picks.
Who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
All right, it is time for our six-pack of picks. College football, I have three games. Carlos has three. Three plus three is six. We come into the college football picks. I am 15 and 21. Carlos is 18 and 18. So listen wisely. Again, this is for entertainment purposes only. The two guys giving picks actually suck at this. So please.
Not in college.
18 and 18, fam.
Brother, it's better than my NFL one, and I'll take the wins where I can get them.
Well, I got three winners for you. Winner number one is an SEC battle. Again, a lot of these SEC teams are playing Samford, Eastern Illinois. It's rough out there. But Oklahoma is hosting Missouri. Is this not a Big 12 matchup back in the day? Oklahoma hosting Missouri. They are 6.5-point favorites. Missouri, their chances kind of derailed once they couldn't take down Alabama at home. In a game they played pretty competitively. But I think I think Oklahoma has a lot more to prove. Missouri played tough against Alabama, lost by three. Played tough against Vanderbilt, lost by a touchdown. Texas A&M kind of waxed them a little bit. But I like Oklahoma. They're at home. They are a 6.5-point favorite, number 8 in the country, trying to roll into the playoffs, most likely as an at-large. I'm going to take the Sooners minus the 6.5.
All right, I like that pick. I'm going to go with a team that I've rode with the last couple of weeks. They have not failed me yet. And I'm going to take BYU laying a 2.5 over Cincinnati. They need this game, BYU, in order to solidify their
play. You didn't take them against Texas Tech then.
Didn't I? I thought I did. Or
well,
maybe
they got boat raced.
Well, motorboated, as I like to say. Maybe that might have been one game that I laid out, but I did have them last week against TCU, and that was an absolute blowout. TCU got smoked. More from TCU in a little bit, so that's a tease for all you TCU aficionados out there. But again, BYU, that's a small spread in a game that they got to have, 2.5. Now they're at Cincinnati, but still, the way that BYU's offense is cooking right now, I'll ride with the Cougars. Give me BYU laying a 2.5.
All right, Washington State. They are in the Pac-12. They are a 5-win football team. They are headed on the road to take on JMU. That's the James Madison Dukes of the Sun Belt. Now, it is likely, it seems, if you were a betting man, that the group of five or the group of six or whatever it is, that representative for the college football playoff could come from the American with either Navy or Memphis or North Texas. But let's not sleep on James Madison. They have one loss this year. It's at Louisville. Otherwise, they have dominated their competition. Now, the Sun Belt is, you're not getting a lot of resume enhancers on this one. And Washington State, you know, isn't really that good either. But they do have a little more cachet. It's a 13.5-point spread. I like James Madison to, I think they got Coastal Carolina next week, but I think this, even though they're buried on ESPN+, if they can win by like 35 or 40 points, that might turn the tide a little bit. So I like clearly to cover the 13.5 and maybe even more. Give me James Madison.
All righty, righty. I'm going to go from one Cougars team to another Cougars team, and that's Houston laying 1.5 over the aforementioned TCU. Listen, I just saw TCU get smoked by BYU. That's a lot of letters and a lot of acronyms right there. So that would give me another, that would just give me an easy reason to pick Houston. But Houston's got to keep pace with BYU as well. I mean, obviously, this is a Big 12 matchup. Houston's still trying to get into conference play. So I like it just for the simple fact that, you know, if you're going to bet against TCU once, do it again and keep the hot hand going. So Houston laying 1.5, very small, comfortable spread. I'll take that. I like Houston 1.5.
My favorite three-letter acronym is DSL.
Mine is DTF.
I mean for digital subscriber line, a form of internet, not anything.
Oh, I definitely meant the dirty version that everybody knows.
All right, I got another pick for you.
I would hope so, because we have to do six in total.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
Very true.
Yeah. USC is headed to Oregon. The spread's too high. It's 10. USC's got a slimmer of a chance. Oregon should feel, I mean, they'll feel very comfortable with the win. This is a big game, afternoon, CBS. USC is a 10-point dog. I am going to ride with the dog here. So I know it's in Oregon. It's going to be a tough place to play, but I like USC to at least cover the 10. I'm not money line miking this one, but I do like USC, the Trojans, to cover.
I looked at that game, too, and I also considered USC, so maybe that pick is going to be completely wrong. Hashtag Fade the K is alive and well, except not last week. Sorry for all you guys who are betting against me. But this one, I think, is a very obvious hammer. Charlotte and Georgia, the line in this is 43.5. Listen, Georgia's pretty much got everything, you know, sewn up right now. They're going to walk into the playoffs. It's just a matter of who they're going to play for the SEC title and, you know, got to get all those things figured out. Charlotte absolutely stinks. But this is a case where Georgia's just going to get in, nobody get hurt, and get out. Georgia's not covering 43.5 against Charlotte. They can beat them by four scores and be fine. They just want to make sure everybody's healthy. Give me Charlotte covering the 43.5 versus Georgia.
Okay, I got the Sooners 6.5 over Missouri. I got James Madison 13.5 over Washington State. I got USC plus the 10 at the Ducks.
And I will have for my three packet of my 3.5, BYU minus 2.5 over Cincinnati, Houston laying the 1.5 over TCU, and Charlotte covering the 43.5 lofty spread versus the Georgia Bulldogs.
Very, very good. That is our six pack of picks. We'll see how we do this weekend. We'll have our NFL picks tomorrow at a time that I'm not sure yet, whenever I feel like I need a break. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.